Well, Sean, you done stepped off in it. Come on, Sean. Gosh damn it, man.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texans draft party outside George R. Brown Convention Center. It's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we are live here, get you ready. As the draft party is starting to get going, I can see this already. This looks like some bad decisions are going to get made here.
This
looks like, yeah, oh, yeah, it is. It is.
There's a lot of that around these parts, Tyler.
Why'd you say that when I walked up?
It was when you walked up. I'm just starting to see this crowd come together, and I'm seeing as many stops as you can get. You can get that drink. You get a little food. I'm seeing all these stops.
Easy access and bars. Look at that bar. That bar over there is all by itself. There's no lines, nothing, man.
Nothing. Look at this right here. I mean, this is it's bad decisions about to be made right here.
Dude, the Friday draft party? I could get used to the Friday draft.
The Friday draft party.
Yeah,
especially with your early mornings, man. You got a Thursday night. You got to temper yourself, no matter what kind of fun's being had. Right? No, Friday's like to hell with it.
I just got to be at the studio by 11 for day three tomorrow.
Let them loose, man. No, that's Sean Pendergast. He's with us. Remember, draft coverage that's coming up behind us. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, and then your partner Seth Payne.
Yeah, man,
is going to be a part of the crew. I see Seth just walked up. I was afraid me and Seth's going to have on the same shirt today. I saw him earlier at the office, but he switched out of the red, went with the blue.
He brought all the uniforms with him.
Oh, yeah, he did. I bet he did. So, a big night tonight here. And, listen, I told Clint this, and Clint doesn't want to hear this because he's totally against the wide receiver position. He is completely against it. And I think –
What do you mean he's against it? Against the Texans taking it?
Yes, and especially in the top. I think – is it just the top – These two second round picks?
I've told you from jump. I don't care what they do after these two twos.
Okay, the two twos. But if one
they
of
do
these
the hell you want,
yeah, that one of these twos are a receiver Monday, you're gonna flip.
Sean, it's simple, man.
I think it's gonna happen.
I am, and this is not just as it pertains to the draft. Like, I am really concerned that we start approaching things as if we're established and this roster's rock solid, and boy, we go. You know, hey, look. We had a good season last year, right? Nick and the guys have done a hell of a job building this thing, and they've hit on some monster draft picks. We're just not in a position, right? In my opinion, we're not in a position right now where we can draft for the future. You know, we can draft for the not with the more premium picks.
Yeah.
And I want to see the guys that are drafted, particularly with these two second round picks.
Yeah,
I want to see them at the very least be rotational pieces that help us win ball games. That if there's an injury somewhere. All right, it's your turn, big boy. Jump up there. That's what I hope for. And wide receiver, for me, there ain't enough balls to go around, man.
Well, here's what I would say about that, because I'm not totally anti-wide receiver. I'm probably in between you two guys. Oops, I just hit your camera there. Show.
That's all right.
There
I'm
we
sexy.
Go.
Come on, Sean.
Here's what I would say is that you've got Stephon Diggs under contract for a year, and I think this is going to be a one-year relationship with Stephon Diggs, if I had to guess. I don't think it's going to be a multi-year thing. You got Nico Collins under contract for a year, and I think that's going to be a long-term thing, but these damn contracts that keep popping up with these receivers make it look awfully pricey. $32 million a year for A.J. Brown? Holy smokes. So I think drafting a receiver, I don't think is, depending on who it is, sometimes we have to apply names to this too, like blank receiver is just, you know.
He's eating this up.
This is number four.
Well, we don't know what John Metchie is right now either. You know, CJ's saying all kinds of nice things about John Metchie. I get what you're saying, Clint, but I wouldn't be up in arms if they drafted
I'm just saying, Clint. I try to tell him you did it too. Yeah. We had Vandermeer on.
He's just analyzing this, the current situation.
Right. I'm just saying,
anybody that knows the roster analyzes the situation, and I get that. But here's my deal.
Vandermeer said it. John Harris said it.
Right.
Now Sean said
Here's my deal with it, Sean, is you draft a guy in the second round this year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say he goes out there and gets you 15 catches this year.
17.
Yeah. 17 catches this year.
Yep.
Is that guy really going to make you feel real comfortable about the wide receiver room if you don't sign Nico or Diggs after this year?
Probably not,
but you still got a lot of work to do.
I get it. You're painting a picture where the guy hardly contributes at all. Like, I think my expectation would be if they drafted somebody with that pick, there's a decent chance they'd get in the rotation somehow, because you're assuming health also. Tank Dell missed half the season with a broken leg last year.
This is the first year
Nico's been relatively healthy.
And he still missed four games.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, that I would point out is once either one of those guys went out, either Tank or Nico, And I think for a time they were both out, at least a game or two.
Can't count on Noah.
Nobody could get open after that. Like, that's the thing, is there was such a big drop-off from those two guys to the next guy. And obviously Stephon Diggs is more than a bridge to get to that next wave of the roster. I think whatever they do at the receiver position is going to be a huge referendum on how they feel about John Mitchell III and Xavier Hutchinson and the rest of that. The non-Diggs tank, Nico.
Just found it interesting. We had on Mark Vandermeer on Tuesday, and he was saying he said that just same thing, that, hey, you don't have – there's no guarantee that you have Diggs and Nico pass this year. And the thought could be to draft to have a guy ready for that. I listened the next day with John Harris, number two person that is connected with the Texans. I'm not saying they know everything that's happening, but I think they know how these guys kind of think. He said the exact same thing. CJ, yesterday, said, oh, we'll get a receiver anyway.
Yeah.
That's three. Yeah. And now you're saying it too, pre and post game host. I'm just telling you.
Ron, it don't matter who you get to tell me about the contract situation with the Texans. I'm still anti-wide receiver.
I'm just saying we had at least two people we know three people connected with the Texans and the pre and post game show host saying the same thing.
My preference is they go defense, just to be clear. I'm not standing on the table for receivers, but I'm not – you're anti-receiver right now. I'm not anti-receiver.
But the same thought around the receivers you can say around – the cornerback situation. You got two guys opposite Stingley on one-year deals.
The cornerback situation. Yeah, no, it needs addressing.
I mean, you look at the safety position. I mean, I don't know what Jimmy Ward is in hell. I mean, but I'm a little higher than on Petrie than In the Loop is, but we don't know a lot beyond this year about several positions. To my original point, Sean, we got to – I mean – I love where the Texans are at right now, but we got to
let me.
Yeah, no, I say real quick, Joe. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, if I'm hearing you, what you're saying is like they can go into this season with the receiver room as is, and they're going to be awesome.
Yes,
they're going to be fine.
Yes,
probably, unless they get hit with a bunch of injuries. The other ones, cornerback and interior defensive line, they ain't fine right now.
Agreed.
Okay,
but we've had fun with this, Clint. But is it not different to you with the thought of they've got two second round picks? They have two of them. Like, for me, this team, I don't think this team is in Super Bowl or bust mode, right? I don't think it's like certain teams got to, like, we got to have it right now because Baltimore's got to win a Super Bowl, right? The Niners got to win a Super Bowl, right? The Lions may be shifting into that space. The Texans there are expectations, but it's not like Super Bowl or bust expectations. And when you have 2 seconds, a third, and two fours – to kind of fill the void of these spots. That's to me why I can see maybe receiver there or some future stuff, offensive line in the future, tackle, is because of the amount of picks that they have.
See, I would blow a gasket if they drafted a tackle.
Oh, I wouldn't. That would make complete sense to me.
I would too.
That would make complete sense to me because right now you know you're not going
to
keep – to me,
you need to see if you can get a gig in Atlanta.
I don't need to see if I can get a gig. I like what they're doing. I think really good organizations prepare, and then I got two tackles that come up where I can get out of their deals after this year. Am I going to sit here and pay them at the same time when CJ and Will Anderson's deal – are potentially able to be added on? How about I draft the tackle and get ready for it so he's here with me for a year, and then I feel better about him stepping in rather than doing what the Cowboys are doing right now and drafting a tackle that's probably a project that may have to start immediately. So I when you have the luxury of extra picks, I would not blow a gasket. That would make sense to me.
Ooh, I'd have a hard-ass time making sense of that.
And when you say can get out of it after a year, like that, they're both on three-year extensions, Laramie and Titus. Like, can get out of it means, yeah, you can let them go, but I got to imagine there's a lot of dead money on whoever you're letting go after.
After this, it would be 2 years, and next year will be year three for both of them. The bulk of the money is already spent.
Okay.
Now their cap hits are not going to be as big.
Yeah.
They may keep them both.
Yeah. I skew more towards Clinton on anything on the offensive line. Seth and I kind of duke it out on this sometimes too. I don't want them to touch offensive line in the second round of this draft. Seth, I know, is cool with them. If they want to look at the interior, that left guard position, something comes up, your best available is a guard. because nobody feels settled with Kenyon Green and Kendrick Green and the, you know, the merry band they've got going on there. But
right.
I'm with you on the offensive line. I'm probably in between you guys when it comes to the wide receiver thing. Either way, this is very exciting tonight, I will say that.
I told Clint. Yeah. I told him there's nothing, and this adds more, there is nothing that the Texans can do in this draft that would disappoint me. I don't think they're drafting a quarterback. I don't think they're drafting kickers and punters.